Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today on the constitutionality of the state's death penalty. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says his office studied the application of the death penalty in Pennsylvania over nearly 40 years and found that it was not imposed on the worst of the worst as required. Instead of those who got the sentence, 80% were black and most were poor and had inadequate counsel. And more than 70% of the cases were overturned on appeal.
Krasner argues a death penalty as applied is unconstitutional. 18 years ago today, terrorists killed nearly 3,000 Americans, and the country was forever changed. Many from our area are gathering at the Bucks County Memorial to the victims to commemorate the day.
Names will be read of the 18 people killed in the attacks who were from Bucks County, nine of them from here in Lower Makefield. And many of the family members will be here. Some of them do speak to talk about their feelings on this emotional day, of course, and the memories they have of their loved one.
That's KYW's Tim Jimenez. There will also be a candlelight vigil at the memorial at 7 this evening. A former Abington High School teacher has been sentenced to jail for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. A Montgomery County judge said Thomas Coomer used the power of his position to manipulate. Coomer pleaded guilty, but prosecutor Bridget Gallagher says she does not think Coomer is remorseful.
It is clear that he blames other people, including the victim and other people in the community, that he has somehow been manipulated in this when, in fact, he was the manipulator.
Coomer was sentenced to 11 and a half to 23 months in county jail. He's accused of similar behavior by another woman, but that case is outside the statute of limitations. Philadelphia police are searching for a man seen on video trying to abduct three women in North Philadelphia this past Sunday. Police say the man targeted the women as they walked down North 15th Street in Francisville Sunday morning. Captain Mark Bergman of the Special Victims Unit says it was daylight at the time. Here's KYW's J. Scott Smith.
The videos show an African-American man chasing and grabbing the women in broad daylight.
He's obviously a predator. And you see he's lying in wait. He's hiding there and he's just waiting for each victim to come by. And they came. Two of them were 5 minutes apart.
All three women were able to escape. However, the two other victims have not come forward to formally report the attacks. Bergman says they hold the key to bringing the man in.
Police are asking anyone who knows the suspect or the victims to contact police. A city council hearing on offensive Facebook posts by over 300 Philadelphia cops took a detour Tuesday when a council member called for the resignation of the acting commissioner. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports this stems from a controversial photo taken decades ago.
Councilmember Cindy Bass focused on a 25-year-old photo of Acting Commissioner Christine Coulter in an LAPD t-shirt that said, "We treat you like a king," an apparent reference to the beating of Rodney King. Bass read aloud from a letter she'd sent Mayor Kenney.
"I implore you to ask Ms. Coulter to step down immediately and replace her."
Coulter apologized for the photo, saying it was a bad decision on her part and that she would not wear that shirt today. A suspended Camden cop is back in court. 26-year-old Nicholas Romantino is facing federal charges of using excessive force during the arrest of 33-year-old Edward Minguilla last year. KYW's John McDevitt reports Romantino is accused of punching him over a dozen times.
The government contends proper police tactics were not followed and the force was extreme. The defense is saying police responded to a 911 man with a gun call. When the police arrived, they ordered Minguilla to put his hands up. He didn't fully comply, according to Romantino's lawyer. And for the safety of the officers and the public, that's when compliance strikes were executed to get Minguilla cuffed.
Police say this started when officers responded to a 911 call reporting a man with a gun. Governor Murphy has signed an executive order making sure that New Jersey only buys from gun makers and sellers that do proper background checks on people.
New Jersey will review the practices and policies of both gun manufacturers and government contracted gun retailers and request disclosure of their standards for preventing guns from being purchased by straw purchasers, firearms traffickers, or other prohibited individuals.
New Jersey spends about $70 million a year on guns and ammunition for the state police. This is the latest in a series of actions to strengthen New Jersey's already stringent gun laws. The Cherry Hill School District in New Jersey is working toward making a change in the lunchroom. It was the district's policy to serve tuna sandwiches to students with outstanding lunch bills, while parents say the lack of options singles out their children. KYW's Justin Uda reports the district is considering a new policy.
That policy of not giving those kids foods like pizza, burgers, or tacos has not been well received.
They felt like the kids were being shamed and why there was such outrage over the policy.
Jessica Rodriguez is a Cherry Hill School District parent who's praising the administration for a new policy they're evaluating that lets kids with outstanding lunch debt have the same meal options as other students.
The Cherry Hill School District forgave $25,000 in lunch debt 2 years ago. It has an $18,000 lunch debt already this year. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.